Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you for joining us this week and every week for Mental Health Radio Wellness. Hey, you know what? Even better than that, we have a podcast. So you can go back and re-listen to the shows, or you can take these shows and share them with your friends and family and loved ones and fellow community members. It's at kxoradio.com, and you click on Let's Talk About It, and there's a whole long list of really good shows, as Sullivan used to say. Welcome back. We are joined today by Sylvia Benavides. She's a program supervisor and an MFT intern.
Yes.
So, MFT intern, you're going to be, you've graduated from your MFT program?
Yes, about two and a half years ago. Okay. It's been a while.
Okay. And you're on the long, slow supervisory path to licensure.
Yes. Yes.
That is an uphill slog, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a while.
But I'll get there. Yeah. I'll get there.
Well, and one of the things that I think that is a real positive for behavioral health is we are adding more and more master's level people to our supervisory and administration levels. So basically, a lot of people with experience giving therapy, assessing for therapy, knowing the mental health system up and down now as part of our community. Mm-hmm. And you were born and raised here too, right? I mean, you
are
one of us as the Imperial Valley.
Yes.
Well, one of us.
Probably not Central.
Well, Scott is an adopted.
Yeah.
So he's been adopted.
Yeah, I've been here more than half my life, so I think that counts.
No. Raleigh and El Central. Never know who to... The bell games, I'm very confused. Who do I cheer for?
Nice.
I'm Calexico, so sorry.
What motivated you to get into behavioral health? Is this... I mean, you could have done a lot of things.
Yeah, well...
Why this?
I think a lot of us could have done so many things, right? And being young, and I actually was at San Diego State Calexico, and I had took some psychology courses. I had a psychology teacher who said I should get my PhD, but I decided to take a break, a very long break. What really got me interested were those classes and then really wanting to help people, really wanting to people no longer to suffer. I saw in my own family and families of friends and just community members, people I was going to school with, I saw it everywhere. I saw people who at different levels were suffering from being anxious, from being scared, from everything, from being depressed. And I knew that there was a better way to live, that they didn't have to suffer, and I wanted to be one of those people to help.
And back then, there was no anxiety and depression clinics.
Definitely no anxiety depression clinic back then.
Nice. Do you get a sense of paying it forward? Do you get a sense of being a part of your community now, like having grown up here, I guess? Do you get a sense of now that you're kind of a person in your community that pays it back?
Definitely trying to help others. And then hopefully by my example and hopefully being able to motivate, I hope I motivate others for them to help others, to continue paying it forward.
Nice.
Just like this radio show. This is one of the things I love the most about this radio show is that we put it out in the community. People get to listen about different mental health topics. And it's now out there in the community. It's no longer stigmatized. It's no longer in our homes where people are going, I think there's something wrong with Uncle Bob and Aunt, Mary. But now they're hearing it on the radio. And they, as family members, not us as professionals, not us who went to school. You don't need a fancy degree to know that someone needs help. But they need to be aware that that person needs help. So that's why I like these kind of shows and why I like my degrees. I can teach other people just the basic signs and being able to kind of direct them to our...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.